Deborah Rodriguez. Finally, a deal in the actor strike.
We fight, we win! Yeah!
SAG-AFTRA members in Los Angeles celebrated after the union reached a tentative agreement with Hollywood studios and streamers to end the 118-day job action.
It's such a feeling of joy and of triumph over adversity and not quitting.
CBS's Chanel Call.
The union says the more than $1 billion three-year contract now includes AI protection and a new bonus paid by streaming services. It comes after days of negotiations on what the studios called their last, best, and final offer.
Things got nasty at last night's Republican presidential debate in Miami. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Vivek Ramaswamy decided to go after Nikki Haley during a question on the NBC debate about TikTok.
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Nikki Haley then said,
here's the truth.
You're just
the easy answer.
You're just scum.
Front runner Donald Trump rallied supporters in nearby Hialeah. The Associated Press is reporting talks are underway for a three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas war to allow for the release of about a dozen hostages, but also reportedly enable more aid to enter Gaza, including a limited amount of fuel to power hospital generators. The Pentagon says two American fighter jets have hit an Iranian-linked target inside Syria after weeks of attacks that injured U.S. service members. Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
At the direction of President Biden, two F-15 fighter jets launched airstrikes in eastern Syria at that weapons facility that is used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard and proxy forces that are backed by Iran.
Declining birth rates and higher death rates could end America's growth streak. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Demographers predict the population will reach a high of almost 370 million in 2080. But 20 years after that, it will decline to 366 million. They predict that by 2100, the total U.S. population will be less than 10% higher than it was last year.
Federal prosecutors say they busted up a ring of brothels in Massachusetts and Virginia that cater to doctors, politicians, professors, and others. U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy.
This commercial sex ring was built on secrecy and exclusivity, catering to a wealthy and well-connected clientele.
Dow futures up 32. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs. Which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Ooh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the nurses' union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers headed to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers working out in pads, getting ready to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, led by linebacker T.J. Watt. Matt LaFleur on what to expect Sunday.
They pride themselves on physicality, and it shows up all over the tape. They've got a lot of guys that are big, strong, physical, and they made plays, you know, when it matters most.
NBA. Milwaukee squeaked out a win, 120-118. The Bucks versus the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo driving down the court, scores, makes a face at a Pistons player, ejected from the game. Giannis in disbelief. So was his teammate Damian Lillard.
I think it was a character building win. When you down your best player in that type of moment where, you know, it's you get a technical foul and then you get another technical foul and it was their ball. You know, it's just when it rains, it pours. You know, we had techs. It was their ball. They had momentum. They was confident making shots. Even though we had a lead, the game was changing. And we know in this league, leads go away quick.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's not just a propaganda movie. It's a monster movie. If you focus on Robin Boss, I mean, I think you could liken him to Dr. Frankenstein. He created that monster. He's the guy that said we're going to look hard at impeaching her and other people if they don't straighten up or if we just don't like them at all. Mm. And he backed off as you for the reasons you cited, and now they're not the right wing and out of staters who are heavily funding these kinds of activities are threatening them basically, and it's like the angry villagers who are approaching the castle boss with torches and pitchforks. I think it'd be hilarious if it wasn't so damn sad. I think the other thing the polls show, and it's way too early to know the Supreme Court numbers are relevant now. The new court has to do some things first, mm-hmm. you'd think. But it just seems to me that what the voters are voting for are politicians who will do things and get stuff done, as opposed to politicians who block things and want to undo things.
To your point, Ron, and our friend of civic media, Dan Schaefer, over at the Eureka population area, tweeted out some of these numbers as well from the Marquette Law School poll. This is in real time, so happening. They're being released while we're on the air here. So we appreciate Dan Schaefer tweeting this out so that we can use this. Follow him at Dan R. Schaefer and also the Eureka population area. But to your point, Ron, according to the new Marquette Law School poll just released, Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, Republican Robin Voss, has a favorability rating of 16. That's 1-6, 16%, 36% unfavorable, and 46% say they haven't heard enough. So, this kind of, again, explains why we've been hearing these rumors that Robin Voss may well not run again. And there even it's even been talked about that he may resign before the end of his term.
All the mighty have fallen.
Right? Again, this is a snapshot in time. We're a year out. It's only favorability is not necessarily would you vote for them, but, you know, do you like them or not? Hard to get reelected when only 16% of people like you.
I'd say.
Ron, thanks for calling. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. If you'd like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Now, also, this is interesting to me. Also, again, this is according to the Marquette Law School poll just coming out right now, and our friend of civic media, Dan Schaefer at Recombobulation, tweeting out some of these numbers, and we appreciate that. Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who is up for election in 2024, we would call this in the political business a bit underwater, meaning that her favorability is at 41% and her unfavorability is 43%, which for an incumbent a year out is not necessarily unusual, because oftentimes what happens is people's frustration with Congress gets taken out on the person in Congress. So 41% favorable for Baldwin, 43% unfavorable. But I'd rather be her than Ron Johnson. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, 40% favorable, 50% unfavorable. Again, Senator Ron Johnson, 40% favorable, 50% unfavorable for Rojo. And we already gave the Evers number, 50% favorable, 42% unfavorable. But again, the standout stat, Robin Voss at 16% favorable, 1-6, and 36% unfavorable, 46%. Yes. Perhaps not a better use of that sound effect right there, Mr. Summers. This one is interesting to me as well. According to the Marquette Law School poll being released today, according to our friend Dan Schaefer, the recombobulation area, when asked, have you heard about impeaching Janet Protasiewicz, 31% said a lot, 39% said a little bit, and 29% said they'd heard nothing at all. To Mr. Zomer's point, people are just like, I'm not listening to this crap. More likely that Democrats had heard of this than Republicans or independents. So that's fascinating as well. The opinion on redrawing district maps, 45% said the maps should be redrawn in Wisconsin, and 51%, according to the new Marquette Law School poll, said keep the maps in place until 2031. And as Dan Schaefer notes, there's a huge partisan divide on this, as you might imagine. So that's very, and again, I would say that's probably a lack of people just kind of tuning in and knowing what the issues are. Because it's very different when you call someone up on the phone and ask them this stuff versus people that might listen to our show or others. So again, appreciate Dan Schaefer at the Recombobulation Area putting this out there. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. As Matt Flynn says, we see you on the lines. Do not go anywhere. More phone calls after this on the other side. This is the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. A deal in Hollywood. SAG-AFTRA reaching a deal with the major studios to end the nearly four-month-long actor strike affecting 160,000 union members. SAG-AFTRA's chief negotiator, Don...
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief.
We fight! We win!
Actors celebrated after SAG-AFTRA reached a tentative contract agreement with Hollywood studios to end their 118-day strike.
We knew we wanted to keep going until we got the deal that we deserved, and I think that this is it.
It includes protections against AI and a new bonus to be paid by streamers. Republican presidential candidates minus Donald Trump held their third debate last night. Nikki Haley on abortion on NBC.
We haven't had 60 Senate votes in over 100 years. We might have 45 pro-life senators. So no Republican president can ban abortions any more than a Democrat president can ban these state laws. So let's find consensus.
The Pentagon reports U.S. strikes on an Iranian-linked weapons warehouse in Syria after attacks on U.S. forces. The Defense Department's Dana Struhl.
We will not hesitate to take further necessary measures to protect our people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The bill to use public money to make repairs at American Family Field is expected to go to the full Senate next week. Two legislative committees approved an amended version of the bill on Wednesday. While it is not known if the new bill has enough votes to pass in the Senate, Governor Evers says he would sign it if it made its way to his desk. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade dual-language teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbowland being cut from a first-grade concert. Among other things, the school district says Temple was airing a personal grievance. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 47 today, under clear skies, winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows around 27, tonight, chance of flurries. Cloudy, tomorrow, 39. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the,
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Unfavorability 57, favorability 40, and the Supreme Court, favorable 51%, 43% unfav. Speaker Robin Voss has a favorability rating of 16. That's 1/6, 16%, 36% unfavorable, 46% say they don't know enough about the guy. Here's interesting as well. In the Republican primary in the state of Wisconsin, right now, Donald Trump leads the pack in Wisconsin 38%, 38%. Say they'll vote for Trump, 18% DeSantis, 11% Nikki Haley, 3% each for Ramaswamy and Mike Pence, who is now out of the race. Here's what's really important. This same poll back in July of this year had Donald Trump at 31% in the Republican primary in Wisconsin, and Ron DeSantis had 30, statistically tied, 31 Trump, 30 DeSantis. Today, Donald Trump 38, Ron DeSantis 18.
We got a text on the Civic Media app sharing that Wimberger cheese has higher favorability than Robin Voss.
In Wisconsin, Andrew from Verona, you're probably absolutely right. Salient point. What say you on these new Marquette Law School poll numbers? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark. Mark from the SAC. Thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting, you know, Tony Evers' number. We have to get people to start thinking critically, as George Carlin reminded us, that there are parties out there that do not want us to think critically. Here we have Republicans saying they don't really believe in democracy, where they're not coming out and condemning Donald Trump's remark that day one he's going to go on a revenge tour, suspend the Constitution, and go after all his enemies and, you know, attack his quote-unquote persecutors. We've got Rick Santorum out there, why he's even relevant anymore, saying that pure democracy doesn't work.
Well, he's on Newsmax, so, you know, there's that.
But he should be reminded that we don't live in a pure democracy. Mm-hmm. And there are states that have ballot referendums like this, and that's probably a good thing, that because when the legislature is not responsive to the people themselves, that the people should actually have a fairly strong voice out there. But these guys people need to start thinking critically, and apparently some of them are when they're analyzing Robin Voss out there, seeing what a fool that man has been. Mm-hmm. And that in the days of ancient Greece, we'd be, you know, that people would be suggesting, well, Robin, it's time for you to have this nice warm bowl of hemlock and you know, follow Socrates to the promised land that that, you know, apparently Socrates chose death over exile. It is just, and I'm not saying that actually, but maybe he right. should choose to end his political career and go and run his popcorn factory and his slumlord empire and be content with that rather than, you know, mucking up Wisconsin for another. However many years that he's been doing it now.
Well, I think, Mark, it explains to me, at least, I want your feeling before I let you go, it explains to me why he is so susceptible to these ads being run against him in his district to move forward on this made-up impeachment of Megan Wolf. I mean, when he only have a 16% favorability rating, and he does polls, he knows this, that's why he's so susceptible to the money base on the right.
Well, perhaps Robin Voss needs to actually go out there and speak the truth and say that Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election, and Megan Wolf is one of the best at her job in the country. Mm-hmm. Actually admit the truth. Actually come on and grow a set of, you know, let his testicles redescend and actually display that he has them and actually say, tell the truth that Megan Wolf is top-notch at her job, and she's just doing the job that was assigned to her by the commission.
Always appreciate the call of perspective, Mark. Thanks so much, Mark from the SAC.
Got a comment on Facebook from Jeff Perry. I love that in the course of one show, you went from discussing legalized weed to Socrates.
Well, it's a diverse show. We cover it all here at the Old All Ball Show. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Go to beautiful West Bend. Ben in West Bend, we appreciate you listening. What say you?
Oh, hi. Love the show. I don't really take a whole lot of these polls because they don't really poll like the entire state. It's a small number of people, you know, like they're, I don't know if it's just their donor base or whatever, but still, I mean, I like Tony Evers. He's a great governor. He comes out and actually says what he wants to do and not lie about it. That's great. Robin Voss, I think the only reason he ran for staying in the assembly as long is because he doesn't want to get prosecuted for all the slums that he runs. What? I mean, this way he's kind of safe, you know, from, you know, prosecution. If he loses his job, which is most likely, I hope, when that we get fair maps and he's gone, then he's going to be out for prosecution for, you know, running all these slums. And, like, with Tammy Baldwin, I like her a lot. And I don't, I mean, when it gets close to election time, her numbers are going to go back up to where they are. I mean, she's very popular. Every time I've seen her at all the conventions, it's a packed house.
Yeah, I totally agree on that, Ben. Because I'm a fan of her.
You know, it's like I said, it's, you know, but like I tell people, it's like, you know, when you go out and vote for the person, you know, don't worry about party. You know, it's the person standing there who you can believe is going to do the best job. What you think? I mean, I get tired of. I mean, I vote for them, but you know, I tell people, I look at the person. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if there was ever a reasonable Republican out there, or, you know, someone who had a sense of reality, I would vote for them, no matter who. But that's the, you know, so that's the way I see it. I mean, it's, you know, I would like to take a few days from, you know, not have to worry about politics, though, but, you know, you can't. But like I said, it's early. It's early. I'm not going to, you know, but it is, a, you know, like a caution flag for Dems. You know, there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of legwork to do still. I mean, you know, I'm glad that our state chair is actually starting to get out now instead of waiting until the last minute to get out and get, you know, start rallying the base up again, you know, because why wait, you know, because, and I think with Trump, too, less is better. The less he says, not on TV, the better off he is, because I think he's, you know, if he goes on TV and says something stupid, which, you know, usually does, it's going to hurt him.
Yeah, I agree, Ben. Thank you so much, Ben and West Ben. Appreciate you calling in. If you'd like to give us a ring, we welcome you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I heard this on one of the other shows, and if I can remember, I'd give them credit. So I apologize to whoever said this yesterday, whoever I was listening to. But the point was made that, to what Ben is just saying right there, is that as the Trump positions get more well known as we move into 2024, to your point, Mr. Zommers, a lot of people are not like us and listening to this stuff every day. They kind of tune out and they haven't heard. I think it was Mark or somebody else who called in. I mean, this has been a big story in the New York Times and the Washington Post this week that Donald Trump is signaling through his circle of people that they are preparing for a second term, and they are preparing for Trump to institute martial law on day one. In other words, putting the military on the streets to react to fellow Americans on day one.
I honestly expected that the first time he was in office.
Yeah. And it didn't, I mean, it,
thank goodness.
I think because there were, I said this before, there were people that you and I may not agree with, Reince Priebus or others, John Kelly, I think, is a person of honor who really truly thought that he could help the country by controlling Trump and found out he couldn't. Nobody can. And he was ousted. But there were people, I believe, around him in that first term that did abate or lessen the damage. As much damage as there was, I think there were people that did help lessen it.
Like we've talked about General Milley and how he selectively didn't tell Trump some things, which under some presidents you may consider treasonous, but under this it was treasonous to tell him because you know he'd do something stupid.
Exactly. And so the point is, if he would get a second term, he's not going to stand for that, Trump isn't. He's going to say, look, I tried it your way with the mainstream people who held me back, and what did it get me? It got me beat. So we ain't doing that again. He's going to put in the craziest of crazies in the highest positions and then try to institute the military to carry some of this stuff out. This is not made up, folks. This isn't hyperbole. It is factual reporting by the New York Times, the Washington Post, based on sources and other people. I've heard this thing, these things through other sources as well. So to the caller's point, I think as more of these things get known, the numbers are going to adjust. And yes, this Marquette Law School poll is a snapshot in time. I will say, to Ben's point, that, and I think you noted, Mr. Zommers, Marquette Law School poll has a stellar record of their accuracy. And again, it might be just the accuracy of this point in time. Things can change. But I would say that this Marquette Law School poll is probably pretty darn accurate as we sit here on the 8th of November, a year out.
Right. As some other callers have mentioned, and, you know, it's obviously not the largest sample size, but it is big enough to be statistically relevant. And also, I don't know how all the math works. I don't know what special things they do there, but they manage to be incredibly accurate all the time.
Marquette Law School poll knows how to get a broad sample. They know what questions to ask at the beginning of the phone call. And I think I've been chosen twice for the Marquette Law School poll. And it's not short. It's like a 30-minute phone call you have to do on most of them. Not all of them, but most of them.
So I don't remember what poll I got called on, but yeah, it was like 10 minutes for one I did.
Yeah. And so they're very thorough in how they do this. We're going to take a turn the page a little bit, do a little what's worse here. This from the office, this came in. I'm not sure how this one's going to go, but we'll, are we ready to go, Mr. Zommers? Here's today's edition of What's Worse. This or that.
Choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
All right, here we go. Your chance to call in. You don't win anything. Nobody wins a prize, except maybe some weed. No, not really. No prize is given today, but just your chance to say what's worse. Today's a what's worse question. Donald J. Trump testifying on the stand this week, or the 2001 courtroom drama Judgment starring Mr. T. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse, Donald Trump testifying on the stand this week in New York court, or the 2001 courtroom drama Judgment starring iconic actor Mr. T?
This actually seems like a really difficult question because they're equally divorced from reality.
I had never heard of Judgment until this came in. Had you?
No, but like just imagining a courtroom drama starring Mr. T, right. I imagine it goes very similarly. Like, no, you have a gag order, Mr. T. I pity the fool who gives me a gag order.
That's a good show, actually. That's probably better than the 2001 courtroom drama Judgment. What's worse, Donald Trump testifying in New York, or the 2001 courtroom drama Judgment starring Mr. T? We don't. What time are we going to break here? This new clock is throwing me all off. 49. We got like 20 seconds. So hang on. We see you on the lines, as our friend Matt Flynn says. Don't go anywhere. We will take your calls after this. Going to come back with answers to what's worse. Trump on the stand or the courtroom drama judgment with Mr. T. This is the Todd Lobel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online. It's...
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Trial of history.
This is the trailer for Judgment in 2001.
I thought it was like the open or something. That the trailer doesn't even exist. The trailer is goofy.
We didn't even get halfway through it.
Well, thank goodness. All right, what's worse? Trump, I thought it was going to be Trump, but I'm not so sure. Trump testifying on the stand this week in New York court, or this apparently 2001 courtroom drama for TV called Judgment, starring Mr. T. Yes.
He leads the resistance, the squad of scrappy fighters who go in to help somebody in crisis. It doesn't make any sense.
Trump or Mr. T, not Mr. T the person, but Trump testifying on the stand, or this courtroom drama from 2001 starring Mr. T called Judgment. What's worse? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, on the line. Jeff, what's worse?
Hey, man, did I win the weed?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Mr. T is a national treasure. Yes. And if you please, I pity the fool who isn't a fan. You may recall the 2001 Oscars when that movie swept across the board because of the incredible talent of Mr. T. So definitely Donald Trump is what's worse.
So it was, I thought it was a TV series. It was a movie?
It probably was. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
What was it,
just from
Mr.
the
Thomas?
Trailer?
Yeah.
It was a movie.
It was a movie.
The piece of the trailer that Aaron played, I'm definitely seeking it out and watching it because it sounds awesome.
I can think of another word with two syllables that starts with A-W.
Awful. He says awful. I never heard of it until I was given this. But I don't know.
No DC cab, but I'm going to watch it.
All right. Well, thank you. So you say Trump is worse on the stand. All right. Thank you. We appreciate that. What's worse, Donald Trump testifying on the stand this week, or this 2001 courtroom drama movie called Judgment starring Mr. T? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
We have a text from Kurt in Madison. Is it too late to duel between Trump and chronic diarrhea?
right. Might be a better one. That was a half and half from our what's worse earlier in the week. I would still say, I don't know. That's a terrible choice to have to make. We have somebody else calling in, so we'll see what they have to say. But what's worse, Donald Trump testifying on the stand? And again, I'm not sure. I don't think the question is like Donald Trump the person, but him testifying on the stand and going after the judge and all that. Is that worse, or this 2001 courtroom drama movie starring the iconic Mr. T called Judgment. I never heard of this movie before. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Kenosha, one of our brand new stations, or not quite brand new, but one of our newer stations in Civic Media, WRJN in Kenosha. Brad, thanks for listening. What say you? What's worse?
I've never seen or heard of the movie. I can guarantee you that Trump is worse. I'm like what the one guy said a little bit earlier. I think Trump should just keep right on talking every day, every minute, and spew it out, everything he's got to say. Just bury himself deeper and deeper. Can I say one thing about Ron DeSantis' show, Boots? Though?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a big kick. I was listening to you guys, but couldn't call. And it reminded me of the old saying about the woman with false eyelashes, padded bra, looking for a good man, or an honest man. I'm sorry.
Looking for an
There's a whole spiel about that. I wish I could spit it all out, but I can't. But thanks, guys. I listened, and I thought I'd give you a call on that. And I've never seen the movie, but Trump is definitely worse.
I agree with you. Thanks, Brad. Really appreciate your listenership. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you down there in Southeast Wisconsin on WRJN. Try that again, Todd. WRJN. Yes, I talk for a living. One of our news stations down there in beautiful Racine and Kenosha area. You can listen to us on 99.9 FM, also on 98.1 FM and 1400 AM in the Racine and Kenosha area.
By the way, a quick note about that movie, since, again, nobody has seen it.
Right.
Like, I don't even know if Mr. T has seen it. It is, the full title is Apocalypse 4, Judgment. So it is the fourth movie in a series.
There were four movies of that?
Yes.
Holy moly.
Unfortunately.
Mac. It just goes to show you, if you got enough money, they can make anything out there in Hollywood. Great show today. Appreciate all the callers. Appreciate Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project coming in and being with us today. Also appreciate Dan Schaefer, who is not with us in person, but appreciate him tweeting out some of these new Marquette Law School poll numbers so we could share them with you online here. Coming up next, our friend and colleague Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Going to be a great program. As always, Matt Flynn taking you to the front line of history, history being made every minute of every day. And Matt is going to be all over it. Ivanka Trump, the daughter of the former president, was on the court stand today. Speaking of Trump's in court, she was there. Matt is an attorney. He will give you, I'm sure, his take on what's going on there. Probably a little bit on, again, what happened last night in these races around the country on Election Day. And maybe even give you his take on these new Marquette poll numbers again. Again, Joe Biden right now leading Donald Trump 50-48% in a theoretical matchup if the election were held today, and Biden losing to DeSantis 50-48%, and Nikki Haley beating Biden 53-44%. The most interesting one to me, Robin Voss's favorable numbers at 16%.
That sounds about right, though.
Versus 36% favorable. Yowzers. No wonder Robin Voss is looking at going back into the popcorn business full time. Anyway,
it might be a good idea. Save some face. Just do it now.
Yes. Mr. Zomers, we thank you. Thank all the callers. And again, you guys make the show. We appreciate everybody for calling in. We'll see you tomorrow. Do not go anywhere. Matt Flynn Direct is next, taking you to the front lines of history. Until tomorrow, Todd Allball, Aaron Zomers, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Your drum, keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on, banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Actors in Los Angeles cheered after SAG-AFTRA reached a tentative